All right, Mr. Desolate, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm going to be sending you a text message as well as an email. But before I do that, before we wrap up, I just want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes quality assurance to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. It could be within the next hour, or it could be the next business day hours. I'll let you know. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today?
Yeah, I can, but not this evening.
Absolutely. They're just wanting to know if you're able to speak with them as you have with me. And do you have any questions before I submit your information? I'm going to go ahead and send you the paperwork in a couple of seconds here. Any questions, Mr. Desolay?
No, no questions at all.
Okay, one moment, please. Let me just confirm a few things and send this to you. Oh, I guess I forgot to ask. Do we have permission to contact the emergency contact in case they're not able to get a hold of you?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mr. Desolay, I'm just going to confirm a few things with you and then send you the paperwork. All right, Mr. Desolay, I have your first legal name as Dean. That's D-E-A-N. Last name is Desolay, D-E-S-I-L-E-T. Is that correct?
Correct. Correct.
The address is 90, that's 90, Chateau Terrace, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, 54901.
Correct.
The last four of the social, I have 0226.
Correct.
Your date of birth is 7/31/1960.
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. One moment, please. All right, Mr. Desolay, I went ahead and sent you the paperwork.
Okay.
You're going to receive a text message or an email. They're going to be the same exact thing, okay?
Okay.
It will say from Alan, go ahead and click that notification. You'll see a DocuSign link.
Okay.
Once you see that DocuSign link, go ahead and press on that blue link. This will direct you to a DocuSign web page. And you may have to check a box that says, I agree to use electronic records, then continue.
Okay. I don't have my phone in front of me. I'm actually on my Apple Watch right now, so I'll look at that tonight.
Okay, so it's imperative that because there are a few things that may require that you may have questions about that I am here to help with. Are you able to look at that right now, either on your phone or computer?
Just a second, please.
Absolutely.
Okay, I've got it. I got the email. I'm looking, trying to open up the link here.
Okay.
Okay.
And once you click that link, you'll see a box that says, I agree to use electronic records. Go ahead and check that box. And then you'll see start or begin, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature on the first signature box.
Okay, so I said, okay, so I'm on that signature, Roundup Weed Killer Litigation Contract.
Yes.
Okay, so do I just initial by my name, or what's the direction on that?
So once you see the box with an arrow pointing down to a black line, click that, and it'll prompt you to draw your signature and hit adopt and sign. Once you've adopted that signature, you may have to also do the same thing for the other areas where it requires you to put your initials. You're going to click the initial boxes and draw your initials and adopt initials. Once they're both adopted, you're going to click next and click on all the other areas where you are required to put your signature or initial, and it should auto-populate on those areas after you click them.
Okay, so I went through the document and double-checked where the boxes were. It says you're done signing now.
Okay.
Okay.
And then go ahead and click finish once you're – oh, you've already completed it. Okay. Let me just double-check to make sure it's legible. Okay. Okay. All right. One moment, please. Okay. All right. So, Mr. Desilet, now that you've completed the documents, I'm going to go ahead and submit this to the Quality Assurance Department. Once it passes that, please expect a call from me tomorrow from a 949 area code. I'll send you a text message of my direct line for me to transfer you to the law firm directly for your welcome call.
Okay.
And then after that, they'll pretty much take over from there moving forward. It's been a great pleasure to work with you, Mr. Desilet, and I appreciate your patience. I know this was a long process. It's to make sure that you have the strongest claim possible. when we submit them. Did you have any other questions for me, Mr. Desilet?
No, not at this time. Thank you for your help.
You're very welcome. I hope you great recovery, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Have a great evening. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.